Howdy, I'm Jeffrey Snover. I'm the technical fellow in charge of the Enterprise Cloud Group. So that's Windows Server, System Center, Operations Management Suite, and Azure Stack. And today we're going to talk to you about deploying workloads from Linux. That's right, from Linux. So I'm joined here with Dustin Kirkland. Dustin's from Ubuntu.
That's right.
And by the way, there's a correct way to pronounce it. You all listen up.
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. Yes, I was coached.
Howdy.
So tell us a little bit about what you do there.
Yeah, so my name's Dustin Kirkland. I'm responsible for product and strategy around Ubuntu as a server platform and in the cloud, and especially within Azure and Azure Stack.
Excellent. So now to recap, right? So you have Azure, right? Public cloud in a gazillion regions. I tell you how many regions there were, but I'd be wrong because tomorrow there's probably going to be another couple more. So it's everywhere. But a number of people say, hey, that's great. I love it. It can deploy both my Windows and my Linux workloads, but I want to be able to also be able to run the core set of Azure on my premises, right? On my data center, on my own server. So that's why we have Azure Stack. So today what we're going to show you is that Azure Stack, just like Azure, is a great place to run your workloads, whether they're Windows or Linux. And in particular, we're going to show how it's a great experience to manage from Linux. Yeah?
Yep, that's right. What we love about it is how much Ubuntu inside of Azure Stack looks exactly like Ubuntu inside of Azure.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, our company's been working together on this, right?
That's right. Canonical and Microsoft have partnered around this. Canonical's responsible for the Ubuntu images in Azure and, of course, Azure Stack.
And in Azure Stack. Excellent. So let's show them what that looks like. Okay. So here we're showing an Ubuntu desktop.
Yep.
Very nice. And I'll bring up Firefox. And voila, looks like the Azure portal. But wait, it's not the Azure portal, it's the Azure Stack portal. Looks exactly the same. Here's the one way you can tell the difference. Up here, right, it says Microsoft Azure Stack. That means that this URL is pointed to a machine over there, our set of machines over there, running the Azure Stack. But on that, it looks like exactly the same thing. So I can come here, I can browse my resources, take a look at the resource groups, take a look at the details of those things. I can set up ARM templates, et cetera. Now, this is the exact same experience running on a Linux desktop. You'd see it exactly the same, whether it was pointing at Azure Stack or Azure, and whether it's a Linux desktop or Windows desktop. It's a beautiful world.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, however, you Unix guys like this thing called a command line interface.
Sometimes
or something.
We do. Sometimes we like it that way.
I sort of like them as well.
I understand that.
Okay, so let's see. How would I do this from a command line shell?
Yeah, we're very excited that Azure actually has a command line utility. We
Absolutely.
Can actually drive Azure from the command line. In fact, we've got that running right here inside of a shell.
And now what is it I'm looking at here?
This is GNOME Terminal, and inside of GNOME Terminal, we're running a Byobu window manager.
And this is something you wrote.
It is.
That's pretty cool.
It's something that we can sort of split and run multiple shells all within the same environment, detach, reattach to it, gotcha. Which is great for cloud computing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is Bash.
This is Bash.
Okay,
the shell itself is Bash. So in the top split, I've got a cheat sheet with some commands that we're going to run. We're using the Azure command line utility, which is open source from Microsoft, available in GitHub. It's some node code that you can actually drive workloads to Azure, manage your account, and manage your workloads there.
Awesome.
So the first thing we're going to do is actually add an environment. So I'm going to copy and paste this command that you'll see right here into the bottom shell. We run that, and now we have actually added our environment. And so we've logged into Azure Stack. This is Azure Stack,
yep.
An instance of Azure running in what amounts to a private location. Now we're going to log in. And at this point, we will type our password, authenticate, install some credentials. And now we'll need to config Azure to run in ARM mode, Resource Manager mode. That's great. And now from this point, we can actually look at the resource groups that are available to us.
And those are the ones we were showing in the GUI, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So in our graphical interface, browse resource groups, we've got our graphical way of looking at this, and then of course our command line way.
It's a beautiful world.
Indeed, and we can do things like this in Linux, or not that. We can print the second column. and loop over that and see our resources.
That's great. And of course, that's the magic of the command line shell. Scripting, automation.
Scripting and automation.
So let's recap. So basically what we said was, hey, we can have these commands. We're able to show you the same things you did from the GUI you can do through the command line interface.
Right.
But because you can do that against Azure or the Azure stack, we first had to configure the environment to say which one I'm going to point at.
Which one you're pointing to.
So you did that first, and then you logged in, you set the mode, and then you were able to run these commands. So if you had configured it differently, we would have gotten the resource groups from the public cloud.
That's exactly right.
That's awesome.
Exactly right. And the experience is identical across both.
Awesome. So that's showing us resources. Now if we want to go do a deployment,
Sure. That's great. So we've got a little test app. It's a Mean app.
And Mean is?
It's Mongo, Express, Angular, and Node. It's sort of the new LAMP stack, right?
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
So it's a little to-do list. So it's an application that will load up in a browser. We're going to deploy that to Azure Stack, demonstrating that we could, you know, any application that we could deploy to Azure, we can also deploy to our private Azure Stack.
Sounds great.
So we're going to grab the source code, which you can find out in GitHub now.
Right.
And so now if we go into our to-do list, you'll see that we've got a handful of JSON templates.
Yeah, yeah.
And for good fun, we're going to pull up Visual Studio Code. And take a look at that.
Well, I don't know. It's a Linux guy. What do you think of this tool?
This is pretty cool.
Isn't it? I was playing with this on Ubuntu the other night.
Indeed. It's a neat way of looking at code. I'm kind of a VI guy, but this is interesting. It's got, you know, things like splitting the screen. We're going to look at our mean stack template here, and then we're going to look at our parameters.
This template is an ARM template?
That's right. It's an Azure Resource Manager. It's an ARM template. It describes what we're going to deploy into Azure Stack in this case. And then we've got a set of parameters, which are the configurable bits. So, you know, we're giving a name to, let's say, our storage account. Clicked off of it here. Our storage account, the name of the actual VM that we're going to deploy, where we're going to deploy it to.
And so the idea is, correct me if I'm wrong, this template is a generic thing, and this thing can be pretty large.
Absolutely.
So then if you had to go in and say, well, but for my storage account, I got to personalize it to my environment, my storage account is this. You don't want to go and like mess with this big thing.
Right.
So instead, it's parameterized just like a function.
Exactly.
And then these are the parameters that you feed to
it. That's so the beauty of templating, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. So you'll notice one very important point is that we're looking here at the Azure Stack local. So the blob storage endpoint, the place where we're going to get our resources from, are actually coming from this local Azure Stack instance.
Oh, right, right. So then this is where you decide, hey, I'm going against Azure or Azure Stack.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
Or which Azure Stack? You may have an East Coast and a West Coast, or an Asia Pacific or a Europe Azure Stack.
I love it. So we got templates, we got parameters, awesome factoring. I should be able to deploy, right?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
So let's deploy this now. So we're going to switch back over to our command line environment. I assume everyone knows how to do this from the web browser, right? But we are going to, at this point, we are going to create ourselves a group. We're going to call that the Mean Stack Demo. And that we've done that. And we can see that. We can see that in our group list. We looked at our group list a few minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
We're going to see a brand new one. Yep.
Yeah.
Very good. And then we're going to actually do the deployment. We're going to deploy against the group, the Mean Stack Demo. And we're going to give that deployment a unique name. And we're going to pass it, that template, and its parameters.
Perfect.
Just like we looked at in Visual Studio Code. So we're going to kick that off. This will take, 10, 15 minutes to complete. And then we'll be able to see our mean stack running.
Sounds great. Let's do the Julia Child trick and bring out the cooked chicken.
That's right. So in the real world, we'd go have a coffee and come back to a running environment.
Great. So what we showed here was the deployment of this ARM template. Now, you could have done that through Visual Studio. If you're on Windows, you're in Visual Studio, you do the work, and you can actually deploy it directly from Visual Studio.
Right.
Or from a Windows client or Windows server, you can use PowerShell. But then what Dustin showed was the ability to deploy this using a native Linux command line interface.
Right.
Right. Okay, so now we've got that deployed. We've done one earlier, so let's show them what that looks like.
Sure.
So a finished product.
We're simply going to point our browser to the IP address of the instance running in Azure Stack where this is running. It's a Node application, so of course it's running on port 8080, and this is our to-do list. So we deployed the to-do list Mean app, and you know after work today I need to Pick the kids up from school and get the milk.
Milk and beer.
Oh, and beer. Jeffrey wants beer. good. And let's say we've done that one and done that one, but you know, Jeff hasn't gotten his beer yet.
So. There you go.
So I think we're done.
Excellent. So again, so this is a pretty good experience from a Linux guy.
This is great. Natural. Yeah. No, this is great. It's really a nice experience to have the exact same cloud running privately as you might use in the public space.
Yeah, that's awesome. So again, that's sort of the Azure promise of Azure, what makes Azure great. We have this great public cloud experience, and then you can take that and you can run it on your servers in your data centers with Azure Stack, and it's this awesome environment to be able to run Windows or Linux. That's right, Microsoft is doing a great job at running Linux workloads. It's good, it's getting better, and it's going to get better every single day because we're working with great partners, because it just makes sense. You know, we have a lot of the same customers. Mm-hmm. When we go talk to our customers, we ask, you know, it's a very simple question. Hey, how many of you are a pure Windows shop, right? Not too many of the hands go up. So the answer is we have common customers. And what we're doing is we're working together to make sure that our common customers benefit. So there's great stuff out there. I encourage you to take and download the Azure Stack proof of concept, kick the tires, try it out. I think you're going to like it a lot. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.